Do you make distinctions like that? I'm wondering if you have anything like a hard freeze, if what you might call a hard freeze.
Well, that would come maybe November, okay. 1st of December, okay. Something like that.
Now, what does it do?
Well, it freezes the ground. And
okay. So it doesn't just freeze the plants, it freezes the ground as well.
Mm-hmm. Our plants will usually get froze garden stuff around the middle of September. Okay. Then we have real nice weather.
Indian summer.
Yeah, and then it gets colder.
Okay. Do folks around here have a name for freezing or thawing ice, or for different thicknesses of ice? Is there a name for thin ice or anything that can, or are those kind of distinctions made? I just wondered if in colder weather people would make distinctions between those kind of things.
Okay. I don't think so.
No.
Ice is ice.
Okay, just ice. Did your family use ice when you were little? In the wintertime, did they cut ice out of a lake? Tell me some about that.
To make ice cream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they use it to? I'm wondering if they had before they had electricity, have any kind of use it for refrigeration or anything like
well,
that?
Well, the town or they had a. The railroad, you know, used to put up ice. Do you remember when they had ice houses? Yeah. All right, out here about half a mile out of town, they had a great big ice house. And it was maintained or controlled by the ART company, and that was the railroad. And there was a lake out here that they owned, and they'd cut ice and run it down the track and run it into the storage area. And in the summertime, that's what they used to put on the peas and stuff when they shipped it out.
Okay, that's what I was, that's great.
And there used to be a guy here by the name of Foreman that would do the same thing, that peddled ice in the summertime, you know, like people used it in their ice boxes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You mentioned the January thaw. Would that be the same thing as a spring thaw, or does that come later?
That comes later.
Or is that something different?
I don't know why it happens in January, but we usually have
a January
thaw, they call it.
Yeah, we can have 2 foot of snow laying out there, and that January thaw will come, and when it's over, everything's bare.
And warm, the weather will be.
Yeah, weather warms up. Okay. It'll only get down to maybe 28 or 30 degrees at night, you know, and
okay.
Instead of 10 below.
And the next couple things I want to ask you are just expressions that people might use in this area, or you would use. If it's been a real calm day, wind hasn't been blowing, and all of a sudden the wind begins to increase, you turn to your husband and say, you know, the wind is really
cutting up, I guess, or
picking up.
Okay, good. And how about if it's been really windy all day and all of a sudden it begins to...
Gets calm.
Okay, the wind is really...
calm.
The wind is really calm. Would you say calming down or dying?
Calm down. Calmed or calming. Mm-hmm.
Okay. On a hot day like today, and especially if you'd had to have been outside, you might say to your husband, boy, today's been hotter than...
Hades.
Okay. And when it's cold in the winter, you'd say, boy, it's been colder than...
Hades.
Would you say same
colder,
thing?
Colder.
Isn't it funny how those get used for the same
thing? And we know nothing about Hades.
I sure don't. Don't want to learn either. When you take air into your lungs, you do what? You
breathe.
Okay. And now you mentioned that you hadn't had a lot of rain lately. So if you're in a period of time when you haven't had a lot of rain, what do people call that?
Dry, humidity.
Okay, dry. They ever call it a, what if you went for several years without any rain?
Drought.
Okay. During that time, one farmer might say that, are you